Bubba.
Frank, you from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Gary? Good to hear you. How you doing?
Getting away from the repeater, so I may start to get scratchy head in Anderson County. Just heading back home.
You're in a new location now, but I can't remember where home is.
It's actually a Pendleton mailing address, but it's very near exit 21 off of I-85 in Anderson.
Actually, Lane and I, a long time ago, when I was at school in Clemson, we lived in Pendleton, over.
Yeah, I have a Pendleton mailing address, and, you know, Clemson is about 11 miles away, so we actually go up there for, you know, to eat out, or my doctor is in Central, so, yeah, we're becoming acquainted with the area over here.
I really like that area. Of course, when I was there, you know, we're talking about almost a half a century ago, over.
Roger that, roger that. Well, we're still moving from the old homestead to the new. I've got a load of stuff in the back of the truck now, but hopefully we'll be able to sell the Haygood Road house sometime in spring and focus on building up a new ham shack and antennas, et cetera, at the new location. At the moment, I've got all...
Okay, now, you said the Haygood location. Now, is that the cabin or the house?
Up north, where you've been.
Okay. All right, well, wish you luck on that. That's a lot of work, though, relocating like that. When I was at Clemson, Elaine worked in Central, so I've been there plenty of times.
Have you over to the new place here sometime when there's something to see. It's got a lot of potential, and I look forward to building it out into a great station.
Really nice. Are you going to go to the meeting Thursday night?
Yeah, I'm coming over to Mythos on Thursday. I won't make the Greer Club meeting tonight because it's Valentine's Day. Yes, I'm coming out Thursday.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. We did our Valentine's thing today at home, and you know, the gifts and the cards and stuff. We did that at lunchtime. So I'm going to be going. I'll be there Thursday night, but I won't be going to Greer. The thing about my eyesight is really, really bad now, and I just, unless somebody's riding with me. Or I can ride with somebody. I don't like driving at night. And Greer that meeting's late. Whereas, like, with the SCDXA, it starts early enough where I don't worry too much.
Well, if you ever need a ride someplace or whatnot, I can switch over to Simpsonville pretty easy and pick you up and go that way.
I'll probably take you up on it here sooner than later. Jim's going to pick me up on this Thursday. So I've got a ride this Thursday, which is really good. The biggest problem he has with me is I never can get out of the restaurant when he's ready to leave. He ends up talking, and I know he's ready to go home, and I'm still talking.
Yeah, keep me in mind, and if you need a ride, even this Thursday, if Jim can't make it for some reason at the last minute, just let me know, and we'll do that. And I'm going to back on out of here. I'm almost to home, but you have a great day, and look forward to seeing you on Thursday. N4IQ 73 from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Toby's in the car here with me, and I'm parked on the Publix parking lot. Lane went inside, but he wants me to tell you that he just had a Jack's hamburger, and it sure was good. You talk about a spoiled dog now. That's a spoiled dog. All right, 73 N4IQ.
We're now a three-dog family because Lisa had a dog as well. So I've got all three here in the truck with me. And they didn't notice, but if they'd heard Hamburger, they might have perked up. 73, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
A growing family. All right, 73.